Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. Giving you a courtesy call back.
Yes,
how can I help
thank
you?
Hi, my name is Patricia Pricelock, and I have an unauthorized account or charge on my account for something I did not order.
Okay, let me see here.
And I can't, okay. I've had to cut up my credit card because they called to ask if it was something I had ordered. It was $59.89, and now my bank account is saying something about I need to call you all. So I definitely need a credit back for this.
Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
29301. South Carolina, yes.
And your name?
Patricia Prysock, Prysock.
And when was the charge?
May 28th or 29th? The company called, my bank called.
And what was the last name?
Prysock, P as in Paul, Prysock.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me, please.
242 St. Matthews Lane, Spartanburg, South Carolina. 29301.
Thank you. I do see here you have an our contest
what?
Entry. Do you remember signing up to win an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner or mixer?
No. I think it might have been a $2 service charge. Or shipping for, was it a mixer maybe? $2, not $59. And that's the part that definitely, yeah. I was charged, my card was charged $59.89.
Right, because when you're signing up for the contest entry, ma'am, you are signing up for the Bison meal planner? With it?
No, it didn't say that. I made a point of looking. No, I do not want it. I want that off of my car. Because no, that is not, that was not what I signed up for or was going to get or thought I was getting. So can we cancel that? I do not want it. That was why they said I used my credit card because I definitely did not want anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, the cancellation, that would just stop you from getting any further charges.
No, I don't. I want that taken off of my account because now it has made my account go in the red because I was not planning. I mean, I didn't have a $59 charge. It needs to. I need a credit then, so that the bank can get this correct. Because I do not want to pay this. I did not want that. I did not sign for that. You see what I'm saying? I just retired. No. I need to take you. You need to take this $59.89. Give me a credit for it or whatever you need to do, so that my bank can correct this. This is not what was advertised.
I do understand where you're coming from, and we do put that information there. I can assure you that.
No, it wasn't.
But I can provide you with the 25% refund of that charge for you.
Why can't I have the whole thing? I'm not getting anything.
And so it has been up to, that was back in May 29th. It's been
right,
2 weeks ago.
Right, it hasn't even been 30 days yet. Exactly. That was put in the paperwork as soon as the one, when they called, matter of fact, they called me in the next 30 minutes after I had put it in. And the fraud account started the process. That's how I knew to cancel my card and everything. So why is it still online? I mean, I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that's what you sign up for. You do have to check and agree to it before you process the order.
I mean, I could try.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, I signed up for, I think it was the shipping, or hand shipping, for $2.95, not $59.89. No. And that's utterly ridiculous. How many people have called for this? I just want this cleared up. I do not have the money. I'm retired. I'm 71 years old. I should have known better. I should have. But I can't afford this. So can you, whoever your manager is or whatever, take this off my card, well, the card, take this off. Give me a credit for it, $59.89. You see my problem, my concern? I do not have that. I was not planning to buy it, and now it has made my account go over? No.
I can understand that on a personal point of view. I really can.
Well, I don't see a business point of view, then you are advertising the wrong thing.
No, we don't advertise the wrong thing. Like I said, we put the information there.
It said $2.95. It didn't say you can go. What did you just tell me? That means you can also get this, this, and this. No, I wasn't. That wasn't in there. It didn't say it. It wasn't in the. I don't know, unless the fine print was so small it couldn't have been seen. And now I'm asking you to refund my money or take this off my card. If other people want it, I do not want it.
So I can try to meet you halfway with the 50% refund on that, ma'am.
Wait, we're talking about $60, right? That's $30 off. $59.80, whatever. $30 is still not. What I don't understand is I'm asking you to take it off. It is not what I wanted. I do not have it. Whatever it was, that whatever your promotional was, I'm saying no to the promotional. It sounds like a gimmick that I should never.
No, ma'am, it's nothing like that, I can assure you.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it sounds like. You can assure me or you can say it all you want, but that's a lie. I did not sign up for anything else. And I'm asking you now, as a consumer, to take it off or give me the credit for that $59.89 that you put in there, or whoever put in there, because I certainly did not agree to that.
Yes, ma'am. You have to go ahead.
No, I mean I'm fed up. This is ridiculous. And then it ended up having me because they knew it was incorrect, which is why they called in the next 30 minutes asking if this was something, and I'm saying no, I don't have nothing for $59. You know, that was the red flag as far as whoever was concerned. And now it's gone through my bank and they understand. And then they did, from what I gathered, a young lady there evidently called y'all anyway. So you know there's something wrong. All I want is my money back. I want my credit back because now it has messed up my credit. If you, I don't understand, sir. I mean, what you're saying is that it's too bad because you did. I did not agree to that. I did not see it in the fine print. I would never have done it. I've just retired from teaching 40-some years. I do not have an extra $50 for nothing. I don't have an extra $30 for something I did not intend to buy. And if this is what you're putting out, someone needs to tell someone. Top model, whatever it was called, has got to be written up somewhere in the Better Business Bureau, because this is fraud to me or whatever. It's incorrect.
No, ma'am, it's not fraud or anything like that. I can assure you that.
It is.
But like
it's
I said,
you have to
check and agree to it on it before you can cross the order.
What I agreed to was the little service charge. You were talking about something about some other things that, oh, this is included. No, it wasn't included in the right. It wasn't included in the contract. My contract had nothing to do with anything else. And I've seen this several times on different things. I think is in Facebook or one of those things. And it looked, oh, this is $2 or I think whatever it was. And all I'm asking is you to take mine off. If someone else wants it, good for them. I did not want it. I did not sign up for it. And I'm sure this is something that happens occasionally. But evidently, it happens more often than not for the people at the bank to call me back about the credit card. So they've seen this happen. This is not what I wanted. I just want you to clear my account up. Give me the credit for it. That's what I mean. That's it.
If, the best I can do for you, I can do a 50% refund of the charge, ma'am.
I'm going to tell them to cancel. Yeah, give me the 50%. How are you going to do that?
It goes back to
your... Give me the 50%. How come you can't give me the whole thing back? Because nothing has come out already.
Nothing? You said nothing has come out?
No, I mean, what? Except for this is on my charge. Yeah, this is my charge. What was this that you were... Oh, God. Hold on. What was this for? What are you selling? Because it definitely wasn't. What are you selling? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. It was for a contest. I'm sorry?
I'm listening.
It's for a contest entry and a meal planner.
That's not what even wasn't even what I was. It wasn't what I was seeing. No. That
right.
Is
you, was,
not
it,
what I,
you was entering for a chance to win one of those items, ma'am.
No, that did not say that.
It does say that information, ma'am, but okay. Well, like I said, I can do a 50%. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
I'm calling somebody. Okay, yeah.
It goes
and
back
your
to
name
the...
Is...
My name is My name is Demetrius. My extension is 0242.
This makes no sense. And what, okay, yeah, I definitely need that 30, whatever, 59, 29, 88, or whatever it'll be.
Right.
But, Demetrius, this, yeah, it's going back to the account.
Right. It goes back
so
to the
I'm
account.
Still out of
it takes
30
to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business, mm-hmm. And what does, and so you all just got another $30 almost out of someone for nothing, right?
No, ma'am, nothing of that nature.
What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the $59.89? What are you doing with the $30 that I'm not getting back?
What do you mean, what are we doing with it, ma'am? It's for a charge to what you signed up for.
I didn't sign up for that. And the charge, to talk to you on the phone cost me $30. Right? That's
no,
what
ma'am,
you're
this,
saying.
No, ma'am, this charge was back in May, so you wasn't talking to
this
us over the phone.
June. I did not, and it was closed as far as May 29th, May 30th. I thought
right.
It was cleared. So how it pops up now, number one, is why my bank account is calling again. I thought this was cleared. I had to cut up my credit card because there was something wrong. So... You know, for you to say that, oh, this is, I didn't sign up for it. And from what I see, I'm talking to you for 7 to 10 minutes, 13 minutes. That's all. So you get $30 from me for what?
Ma'am, you talking on the phone. You talking on the phone with me is nothing. It has nothing to do with the charge, ma'am. This charge is on May 29th.
Yeah, and that's
so
less than 30 days.
Okay,
that's less
30
days.
Than 30
days.
Yes, ma'am. 30 days have nothing to do with it. Where are you getting 30 days from?
Well, I'm just thinking it was a month. The people called me the same day, the next day, that I thought that would have been cleared up then. So what did, you know, so you're saying it didn't matter. If I'm telling you that's not right, I told them it wasn't right that same day. Well, I think it was the same day. I happened to be on the phone when they called this phone, so I can't exactly. I know it was the 29th, 30th, when I put it in.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had found out that next day, you all would have canceled it?
I mean, sure. Sir? If you want us to cancel it, we would have been canceled it.
Well, that's what that was the point. That's
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, as far as I could see, it was canceled. I didn't even know this charge was even still in effect. How would I have known when I'm telling them, no, I didn't sign up. I didn't ask for whatever you just said it was, some promotional something. That is not what I saw. And then it was $2 and something, not $59. So, again, my point is that you all are getting over on people.
No, ma'am. We can't get over on anybody if we put the information there, ma'am.
And I told you that was not what I saw. That was not what was there. And I'm telling you, and I told them on May 30th, we'll say, no, I did not want it. I did not agree to it. I'm telling you now, I did not want it. I did not agree to it. And you're still saying so. So to me, that means you end up getting the best of it. You're going to give me a half, 50% off. That means you still have $30 for what?
Ma'am, it's not that you may have got the information, just maybe not read the information that's on the site, you know. And it's by saying you didn't sign up for it, ma'am, you do have to sign up for it to put your card information in.
$2.95, not $59. So again, okay, $2 will make it even. 60 minus 3, $57. I did not sign up. So $57 is what this cost me. You're going to give me half that. Again, what I'm asking is, what would you get for it? What would I get? What if somebody was calling and say, oh, I did do it, blah, I wanted it. What do they get for this $60 that you charged me? Sir?
I didn't quite hear that last part, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, I was asking, what do you get? I know you aren't listening anymore, but I'm quite upset.
Oh, no, ma'am, don't say that. I am listening. But what was your question?
What is the product that I would be getting for this $60?
Okay. You're entering for a chance to win it, ma'am. If it wasn't canceled, this would have been monthly. Would have got charged monthly, $59.87. And it's a meal planner. It provides you with healthy recipes.
I didn't want it. I don't want it. That is never what I would have signed up for if I had realized that. And the fact that I was stupid enough to do, I was dumb enough to do it. Yeah.
No, ma'am. 3 to 5 days. You're not dumb. Don't say you're dumb.
I'm calling better somebody because this is too many people. I bet you have done the same thing, which is why it took 20 minutes to get to someone because everybody's busy.
Oh, no, ma'am. Don't say that. I mean, it's not something everybody does. No,
everybody
ma'am.
Wanted that. When you say $2 to get your eye focused on it, and now it's $60, and you're saying it would have been per month? Oh, hell no. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Should not have said that to you. No. I just wanted my card clear. I've just retired from teaching, and this is something that I knew it was too good to be true. I knew it. And I've seen this same thing, promotional something on I don't know if it was Facebook or something. So I'm sure there's other fools who have done this. But you have everything you need. Will I get a letter saying that it is done, or I need to look on my account, or what? Because $30 and $60, I can't afford it. Hello?
Like I said, ma'am, the best I can do for you is a situation, ma'am, to do a 50% refund. Let me see. Provide me a few seconds while I can see what I can do for you, ma'am.
Please.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me, please.
All right.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do for you, we're going to do this one-time courtesy, ma'am. We're going to issue the full refund for you. You'll go back to the account
right.
within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. No. All right. That
is there anything
wonderful.
Else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, I appreciate you looking into it. I want to apologize. I did not mean to. I know this is not you, I guess, but that would be wonderful. 3 to 5 business days. Yes. All right. All right. Now, will
right.
I see it like on my card, or do you send me a letter, or what do? How do I just check my account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. You have my name. Well, yeah, you have all that. Oh, yeah. You have all that. All right. Is it Demetrius? Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.